Testing, one, two, three. December 8th, 2014.
I'd like to call this meeting to order of December 8th, regular Othello City Council meeting tonight, and I'd like you all to please rise as Eugene Bain leads us in prayer and in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Reverend Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you and this community, Lord. May all our decisions be wise and to the best of our abilities. In your name we pray. Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May be seated. I'd like to move to item 1.3 on our agenda tonight, roll call. We have two council members who could not make it tonight, either through illness or other business matters. So this time I'd like to entertain a motion to excuse Mark Snyder from tonight's meeting.
Make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion made in second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Additionally, I'd entertain a motion to excuse Ken Johnson from tonight's proceedings.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made in second to excuse Ken Johnson. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Moving on to item 1.4, citizen input. This is the time of the city council meeting where citizens are free to be recognized and approach the council. If you have something you'd like to address the council, please raise your hand. I'll recognize you, and you can come to the microphone and have 5 minutes to address. Sean Bates?
Mayor and council, for the record, my name is Sean Bates. I live at 1156 East Juniper Street. I'm going to be very, very brief. I looked over the notes in preparation for tonight's meeting in relation to Tourism Fund LTAC recommendations. I'm not sure if you all have been able to review this yourselves. Historically, American Fiesta Amistad has received $4,000 in tourism funding. We came to council here recently and asked you to have that budget go back to be reconsidered some more. The reconsideration was based upon the fact that the historic amount of $4,000 had been slashed to $2,000. The information for tonight's meeting that I saw indicates that $3,000 is the new number. I'm not asking for special treatment. I'm not asking for anything extra. I'm asking for restoration. That's it. Your car gets crashed, you just want it fixed. You want it put back the way that it was. And that's all I'm asking. For the Fiesta, I'm asking that it be restored to its historic level. Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Is there any other members of the community that would like to address the Othello City Council? Please raise your hand. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 2, approval of our agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made and seconded to approve agenda tonight. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Moving on to item 3, consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. At this time, I did want to introduce to the City Council our new city planner, Travis Goddard. Travis, welcome to Othello. Welcome to the community. We met with you and the administrator this morning for some time. We were joking that he probably called his wife at lunch and told her that don't sign the lease on the house, we're not staying. But We just can't tell you how excited we are to have you here, and if you would like to stand up and say a few words, you're certainly welcome, Travis.
Thank you very much. I did want to say hello to those of you I recognize from the interview. Thank you very much for inviting me, and I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm sure we'll have the opportunities to speak going forward. Any questions up front?
Great. Thanks, Travis. Moving on to item 4.1, final plat approval of Ashwood Notch Phase 3, and Darrell Piercy has a report.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Darrell Piercy, outgoing city planner, here for my last presentation. And before I begin, I would just like to say thank you for the opportunity to serve the city of Othello. I've enjoyed it extremely, to an extreme, and as the owner of Planet Consulting, we look forward to providing an opportunity in the future if that need were to arise. So thank you again very much, and wish the city the best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Bill.
I would, before you forget,
I might want to say, though, that you aren't done with the city. You're still our building official, so
I will continue in that role, and happy to do that until you have other arrangements in mind. So look forward to that relationship.
Thank you very much, Darrell. We appreciate your service.
Thank you. Before you for consideration this evening is the final plat approval for Ashwood Notch Phase 3. You may recall several months ago we had before you a realignment of the plat for Phase 3. And if we could get that up, Spencer, on the drawing up on the... Perfect. The realignment on Phase 3, this area right here is Phase 3, and that's the subject of our plat approval this evening. But the realignment of Phase 3 involved this lot and this lot, the easterlymost lots, that's adjacent to 14. Your action actually removed those two lots from Phase 3 and put them into Phase 4 for the purpose of accommodating whatever improvements are made to the intersection of Scutney and 14th. And at that time, you may recall, there was discussion in terms of the types of configuration that would be developed for that intersection, and it may actually encroach onto those two lots. So before those lots were to be developed, we wanted to make sure that we had a final design in place for that intersection. And so therefore, those two lots have been removed from the plat for Phase 3. And so we're only talking about the balance of Phase 3 for final plat approval this evening. The applicant in this case has demonstrated that he has met all of the conditions required of Phase 3 that were initially imposed as part of the preliminary approval for the Ashwood Notch plat. You may also recall that this plat is part of a development agreement, and so there are facilities and elements associated with this plat that are different than some of the normal plat requirements that we see in just a straightforward major plat. So with the development agreement, there's things that are involved with this, such as a wider street on Scutney. There's an element of a trail that goes in through here between the housing elements, and also a continuation of that trail up to the school district property as part of the overall development of this plat. Now, there are some outstanding items that still need to be corrected. There's a punch list that has been developed by our Public Works Department in conjunction with our city engineer. We anticipate that those elements will be corrected rather routinely. They're pretty small elements in terms of the overall scope of the project. So what we're seeking this evening is a motion from council, or approval from council, of the final plat, subject to the completion of those punch list items that are identified in your packet, and authorizing the city administrator to sign the final plat mylars that would allow for the plat to be recorded only upon completion of those punch list items. And once those are done, then the city administrator would have the authority to then sign the final plat and have the plat recorded. But we feel that we are sufficiently through the process, and enough of the infrastructure is in place to move forward at this time with that recommendation, and would seek council approval. We'd be happy to respond to any questions that you have.
Thank you, Darrell. Council? Is there any questions of Darrell about the final plat approval, Ashwood Notch? Phase 3. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
John?
Well, I was just wondering on the plat, the two lots in question, 8 and 20, look to have more square footage in them.
I think because they were the corner lots, they were slightly larger, they were designed slightly larger to ensure that the setbacks could be met, because when you have a lot that's on a corner such as that, the setbacks are larger.
Yeah.
Because of the two front yards. So they are a little larger lot than some of those located on the interior of the plat.
So if we need to, get more room for the road, those still are viable lots?
Potentially. We anticipated that there could be a design that would eliminate the buildability of those two lots, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to bring them out of the plat at this point, to be able to make those decisions and then not have to displace any home that might have been built there to accommodate the intersection development. So the city did have conversations with the developer in this case, explained the situation of the intersection. The developer agreed to remove those two lots from the plat. That action was taken by the council about 3 months ago to remove those from phase three. And they will be addressed as part of phase four. And by then, we should have a final design for that intersection. And we will know at that time whether or not those become viable lots.
Council? Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
So before us, we have the decision to make a motion to approve this final plat for Ashwood Notch Phase 3, subject to the punch list. Is anybody interested in, I'd entertain a motion at this time?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, motion made and second. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Darrell. Next item is 4.2, tourism funding, lodging tax advisory committee recommendations. Spencer, you have a report for us.
Thank you very much. During our last meeting, we started a conversation about the way we're using our tourism dollars within the city. Again, I just wanted to give a brief overview of what tourism dollars are allowed to do within the city. These are, they're a restricted source of dollars that we collect through the Department of Revenue. It's a tax that's collected. And the city can use these dollars for organizations or events that promote tourism within the city. When during the budgeting process, we bring our available dollars to an LTAC committee, the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee. That committee looks at the different applications for these dollars. They allocate those dollars in the way that they see best meets the idea of promoting tourism within the city, and they allocate those dollars. This is very similar to the allocation that we shared with you last week. The desire of the council was to have this allocation go back to the committee for a few reconsiderations. There are only three changes on here. We increased America Fiesta Amistad's allocation from $2,000 to $3,000 for 2015. And then we decreased the fair and the rodeo by $500 to make up for that extra $1,000. You can still see the fair and the rodeo are still getting more funds than they have historically received. And the idea was, who promotes tourism within the city and who promotes more tourism within the city? So this is for your consideration tonight. I have Penny Morris with me tonight that is on that committee. If you have any other specific questions for her, you know, she's available for those questions. And then ultimately tonight, we don't need to amend our budget, because in our budget we included the bottom dollar here, $42,087, but we do need a motion to approve the allocation. That's the only thing we need from council tonight. With that, are there any questions for me or for Penny?
Council? Okay. Do you have any questions for Penny either? No? Okay. Thank you, Spencer.
So with that, we just need a motion to accept this allocation.
All right. This time I'd entertain a motion to accept the allocation as recommended by the LTAC committee.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Item 4.3, Bias Annual Service Agreement. Spencer, I believe you have information on that agreement.
Yes, this is our annual contract, a renewal of our annual contract that we have with Bias. Bias is a software company that provides us with our accounting software, and this software is our general ledger. It takes care of our budgeting, accounting, financial reporting, utility billing, accounts payable, payroll, anything having to do with numbers runs through the system. This is a system that the city's had since 2009, and the recommendation is that we continue our services with them, or continue going with them for our financial software services needs. And so tonight, we just need a motion to enter into an agreement with Bias Software for 2015.
Council, do you have questions?
This amount any greater than the previous amount?
It is by $315. Last year it was about, it was $81.50 and there somewhere.
So is that, this is going to be an annual contract, so the expectation is if we continue to go along this, it's going to be $300 a year?
You know, the increase to the 2014 budget year was only about $100-$150. So this is a larger increase than I've seen, at least in the last 2 years.
Are you getting any new software?
Their system is BIAS stands for BARS Integrated Accounting Software.
Right.
And BARS is the budgeting, accounting, reporting standards that are reported, or that are prescribed by the state. And so this system, every year they update their software to be the latest as far as what the state is requiring. They offer us trainings on their software and updates that are coming down from Olympia. So they do offer a good service. It's a complete package.
Spencer, how long have we been with Bias?
2009.
Is there like competing software too, I suppose?
There are some others. Yeah, I think the city of Ephrata uses one called Vision. Our previous software was ASP, and I think they went out of business. And so then the ASP customers were kind of divided between Bias and Vision, mainly those two.
If you were out looking for a software, this would be the one you'd choose?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's not perfect, because there are always struggles that and challenges that we meet up against, but Bias is willing to work with us and work through those challenges with us so we can provide the public with the service that we need to provide them with.
So with that, I need a motion for council for the mayor to sign an agreement with Bias Software for 2015.
I make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you.
Item 4.4, moratorium prohibiting marijuana production, processing, and retail sales in all zoning districts ordinance. And tonight we have with us Anna Franz. And Anna, you have some information you'd like to present to the council.
So this moratorium is based on the continued uncertainty that's been left by the lack of legislative response to addressing the conflicts between the medical marijuana and the recreational marijuana systems, as well as the issue of whether state law, the regulations preempt local jurisdictions from regulating recreational and medical marijuana further. Currently, we're waiting for some action by the legislature in 2015. There's also two cases on appeal before the Supreme Court, the City of Fife and City of Kent. So once we get through the 2015 legislative session, as well as those two cases being addressed, we'll have a lot more information about how the city can move forward with regulating marijuana.
And so currently the city is in the process of gathering more information. We want to receive input from a number of different affected parties, like the Integrated Health Services of Adams County, the school district, the police department, sheriff's department, what issues that they can see with us adopting some kind of an ordinance. Currently, right now, I don't believe the council is in favor, but rather than be the test case, there has been no no licenses have been awarded to anything in Othello or in the, within the city limits, except for a production, marijuana production facility. So there's been no retail or processing permits or licenses been issued by the Washington State Liquor Control Board. So rather than be the test case, we've got these other cases. Recently, the city of Kennewick Superior Court upheld their ban in that city. So I believe, as the mayor of the community, that we should continue our moratorium until we've gathered more information and allowed this process to continue. Is that a paraphrase of what you said?
Certainly.
Thank you. Council?
Just clarify again, there have been no retail applications filed for
No licenses issued. There's been applications, but no licenses have been issued by the state.
Well, remember there was a, correct me if I'm wrong, Anna, but there was a, like a lottery system where everybody put in their, you know, applications for it, and none were given in Othello. So I don't know how many in Adams County, but none in Othello.
Well, the word was we had two applications for retail outlets in Adams County, and they're both in land.
Yeah,
and that went back, what, 5-6 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
And that was their initial allocation by the Liquor Control Board.
Right.
Wave two. And then, so yes, Lynn took them, and then there hasn't been any reopening of the application process by the Liquor Control Board. There certainly could be at this point if they wanted to reopen the application process. But they haven't yet.
Good. And basically, if we put a moratorium out, to prohibit, you know, at this point, it could be challenged sometime in the future.
Well, a moratorium basically presses the pause button. It says that none of these uses can be established.
Well, it will be looked at by the Liquor Control Board when there's an application made, because the application gets made to the Liquor Control Board, correct?
Yes.
And if there's a moratorium, they'll consider that.
Yeah,
when gets, processing the application.
It gets sent to the city for approval, and then if the moratorium is still in place, then the city would state that, and so the license would be denied. Hopefully before the Liquor Control Board reopens that application process, the legislature will address these issues.
What are the risks to the city to continue with this moratorium?
The risk would be challenge, of
yes.
course. Obviously, there's not a lot of standing for a person because there's no application process open. So there's not even anybody who would even risk having their application denied at this point.
So at the moment, the moratorium makes sense. But
until
your decisions are going to need
until you get a challenge, until somebody.
Well, and this is only for 6 months. So again, at the end of the 6 months, while the city's doing the study and waiting for some response out of our state court and the legislature, you know, this is a temporary. There should be action by the city at that point if those issues have been resolved.
Okay.
So what are we required at this time to do anything, or are we going to set our public hearing and they take action then?
You can approve the moratorium subject to holding that public hearing within 60 days.
Does anybody want to make that in the form of a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Gina.
Second.
We have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 4.5, set public hearing on new marijuana ordinance moratorium for January 12th. The fellow city council is issuing a public hearing notice relevant to the zoning moratorium prohibiting marijuana producers, processors, and retail sales and medical marijuana dispensaries, subject to a moratorium, and that public hearing is set. Do we need a motion to set that public hearing for January 12th? Debbie? Yep.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to set our public hearing regarding to the marijuana moratorium for January 12th. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 4.6, attorney services contract. Wade?
Mayor and council, we have in front of you on your iPads, hopefully, this new contract for attorney services with the firm of Lucas and Anis. They're here tonight, a couple of representatives. The contract is pretty close to the one we had before, a couple of minor changes, but we think it's a good contract, and what we need is approval of council to do that. As you're also aware, that the mayor, myself, and three council members went over and interviewed Lucas and Anis and were impressed with what we saw, and so we recommend that council approve this contract for the mayor to sign and retain the services of Lucas and Anis as our attorneys. Questions?
Council, you've had a chance to review the contract. Ken Johnson was going to be ill tonight. He and Gina and myself and Wade went to Spokane, and we interviewed, asked a lot of questions over the course of approximately an hour, hour and a half of the law firm of Lukens and Anis. And Gina, do you have any comment you want to make?
We were just, same as you, we were very impressed with what we saw. It's a very, their staff looks like they're very able and very
comprehensive.
Thank you. They've got a lot of varied backgrounds, mm-hmm. and I think that it will be a very good team to back up the city.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the contract for the new city attorney services.
Quick question.
Yes.
Before we approve the contract, do we need to terminate the contract with our old attorney?
Done.
I'm sorry?
No. What we're going to do is, I said done, but it's not quite. The contract with Kinnison goes through the end of this year, mm-hmm. and we've already sent notification that we trade again.
Okay.
And then we'll retain this. We'll have a short period of time for double services from now to the end to allow a transition period between the two firms.
Okay. But is it not the in the area of the city, the council, to approve and terminate contracts?
Not, I don't believe so, but there's no reason why you couldn't make a motion and do that. But it's already, we already sent the letter in.
So,
the authority to enter into contracts is delegated to the council by statute. So if you want to ratify the administration's notice terminating the previous contract, you could do so.
Okay, so.
You want to start that motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to terminate the contract as of
December 31st,
2014.
Second. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. This time I entertain a motion to approve the new contract starting today with Lukens and Anis.
Make that motion.
Motion's made.
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. This time, I'd like to recognize Roger Reed, and he was going to tell a little bit about his firm and introduce Kelly Conkright.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Roger Reed on behalf of Lukens and Anderson. Can't tell you how pleased we are to be here and honored to have the opportunity to serve the citizens of Othello and, of course, particularly through the aegis of this council. I've handed Debbie a little packet that we prepared for the delegation that came to Spokane. And Debbie, did you already hand those out? Looks like a... And I just wanted to explain a little bit. First of all, probably a bit curious about, you know, how did this all come about? Well, I had the opportunity to represent Mayor Logan when he was an Adams County Commissioner in some fairly big time, I guess we call litigation, here in Adams County a few years ago, the David Sandhouse litigation. And we were successful in fending off a very substantial claim, and at that time I was the lead lawyer for what turned out to be a platoon of lawyers representing, I think, every elected county official in Adams County. So Mayor Logan contacted me and wanted to know if we at Lukens Ennis would be interested in and taking on the duty of representing the city of Othello. And yes, we are enthusiastic about that. And what I've handed you here is just a little brief explanation. Lukens and Ennis, so we have about 70 employees spread through three different venues. We're in Spokane, obviously. That's where most of us are. We're in Moses Lake and we're in Coeur d'Alene. And this is a firm that started in 1972 with a couple lawyers, Scott Lukens, Gene Ennis. And it's grown over this period, and we are, I guess you'd call it, a multidisciplined law firm, or as some put it more from vernacular, full meal deal. We have lawyers who cover a very, very broad spectrum of talents. And what I want to present here in this particular booklet is just little biographies, if you will, of the people who would be the team supporting Kelly Conkright, who will get a chance to talk here. Kelly is going to be your lead lawyer. And I've gotten to know Kelly really well here. And Kelly came to Lukens and Ennis with some very substantial municipal experience. He's a former assistant attorney general. He was a deputy city attorney for the city of Spokane Valley, and he is currently doing a lot of work for the Washington City's Insurance Authority, representing even like Moses Lake and what we call tort claim litigation. You're familiar with that term. And so he brings a very broad and deep experience in municipal law that I think is going to be a great benefit to the city and the citizens. And then behind Kelly, we've given you the biographies not only of, I guess, yours truly, and I'm, I guess, designated as the primary backup, but we have seven people who are identified here with having very unique talents that are going to be able to back up Kelly, ranging from employment issues to very substantial contract to real estate issues. Bill Hislop, a name some of you may be familiar with, former U.S. Attorney for Eastern Washington. Construction, we have condemnation. Anyway, we put together for you a seven-person team here that we've just identified who will give you, upon demand, the representation and the quality of representation that this city certainly deserves. And if any of you have questions to me, that's fine. Otherwise, I'm going to turn it over to Kelly Conkright, who's going to be your new municipal lawyer.
Thank you, Roger.
Kelly.
Oh.
Council, Mayor, I just want to echo Mr. Reed's comments. Very, very excited about this opportunity, very much looking forward to working with the city of Othello. I think Roger explained my bio pretty well. But actually, I started out with Lucas and Annas back in 2002, and I left in 2007 to work with the Attorney General's office. I really enjoy public practice. I really enjoy representing public entities and working it with the city attorney's office. The city of Spokane Valley has been one of the best experiences of my legal career, and that's why I do have a, I guess, a zest for representing municipalities, because you all do the work that really meets the citizens. You know, you have your federal government, you have your state government, you have county government. Those are higher levels that don't always interact with the people, but what you guys do is very important, and I like working with government entities at this level. So I won't bore you with details of what I've done. We'll be talking about that quite a bit in the days to come, but just want to let you know, very excited to work with you, and if you have any questions, love to answer them for you.
Kelly, I think the city clerk has some files I think she wanted you to take a look at after the meeting tonight.
Yeah, we'll definitely make ourselves available after tonight's meeting.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
All right. Council, did you have questions for Kelly? We're good? Okay,
thank you
very much, Kelly. Before I go any further, I would like to take this time to thank Anna Franz, Catherine Kennison, and the Kennison and Reeves Law Firm for representing the city of Othello for approximately the last 15 years, late Jim Whitaker. They have brought Othello to this point in history and in time. 15 years ago, I think we were dealing with far different issues than we are today. Moving into marijuana legislation and things that we never thought probably was possible 15 years ago. But I do want to thank and extend from myself, the mayor, and this city council our sincere appreciation for the work that you guys have done.
Thank you.
Item 4.7 on our agenda, approval of City of Othello State Park design. Molly, our Park and Rec director, has a presentation for us.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. You may remember at the July 28th council meeting, staff presented the council with a request to contract the design of the future City of Othello Skate Park with Spawn Ranch Skate Parks. And over the past couple or 5 months, Spawn Ranch has come to visit Othello and has met with our skate park interest group, our council Parks and Recreation Committee, and come visit the site where the future skate park will be to, you know, bring together the ideas to design the future City of Othello skate park. So in that, after Spawn Ranch came and visited on August 13th, we had some soil samples or geotechnical analysis taken, some surveys done, and with that information, Spawn Ranch was able to come up with our final skate park design that we received in late November. A couple changes were made to that design, and you will see the final in front of you. There are two pictures. You have the rendering number one, which is the northeast view, as well as the rendering number two, which is the north view, and then also a little map of the skate park over the surveyed area. So this park includes a number of features that were requested by our skate park interest group, including a 6-foot bowl, grind rail, mini ramp, manual pad, and stair set. So the Parks and Recreation Committee and Council or Skate Park Interest Group have reviewed this design and they have endorsed it. And with that, we bring this to the council to or for your approval. Once the skate park design is approved, we'll move forward with, or Spawn Ranch will move forward with putting together the construction documents. And just for your records, an estimated timeline for the completion of the documents would be at the end of January. They do estimate that 80% of those documents could be completed prior to the Christmas holiday. And then the bid for the construction would go out in January or early February, and acceptance for the construction is expected in late February, early March. So with that timetable and with the pictures here, I welcome any questions the council may have. And also wanted to note that we do have two members of our skate park interest group here. If the council has any questions for them, we have Braden Smith and Josh Mose here. So if the council has any questions for me or for them, I'd be happy to answer those.
Hi, Ms. Mulling. What is the size of the footprint?
It's approximately 6,000 square feet.
So it's
60 by 100, I believe, is what he told us at the...
Yes, 60 by 100.
Okay.
And they did know that that's basically the maximum size given the budget and the different, you know, the bowl and the mini ramp and manual pads. With all of those characteristics, this is basically the maximum square footage we could allow.
And that's approximately the size of this council room, this council chamber?
I am not privy to how the measurements of this room, so I cannot say yes or no.
It'd be bigger. It's a lot longer. Yeah.
60 feet, this is from 30 feet wide. So you double that. This is 20 feet wide. All right, so you double that plus 12 feet.
That's a pretty good sized park.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah. I'd like to hear from Josh Mose if you have a comment.
Hello, Council. I'm Josh Mose. Owner of a skate shop, professional skateboarder. I do endorse this skate park, but after second thought, not to put a wrench in anything, but you know, I feel like we just got this design last Monday. We rushed it and kind of talked about it. Originally, this park was designed flipped around, based more on the features of the land, and since they flipped it, which I don't quite understand how that works with, because it slopes down.
The park?
So the ground where this is gone, originally, this section here was over here, which is the high side, and slopes down this way. So now they put the low side on the high end, and the high end on the low side. So I kind of feel like there's room for debate with the company as far as maybe bringing the elevation of this level up higher, because it is now the lower part, which is kind of been on flip. But like I said, I do like the design of the park. It's a great beginner to intermediate park design. I kind of feel like we've rushed with just 1 week of going over the design. And the company has worked with us a little bit as far as adding this feature in, but has been pretty not helpful when asked about other features. And just telling us flat out that there's no budget for it. So I'd like, you know, if there's time, I would like to try and work with the company to see where we could squeeze out maybe a little bit of the budget to make a little bit more adjustments in the park. But if there isn't time, then I would endorse the park. So that's all I have to say on it.
Would it be better if we flipped it back?
Me personally, I like it the way it is in this position. I just think, because originally this was elevation at zero by the original. Mm-hmm. And this area is 2 feet down, but that needs to be when this was over here. So now this is on the high end of the park, so you're at 3 feet here. So this is actually raised in this design. If this is level, this is coming up out of the ground. And then all this here is in the low portion, so this all has to be built up now to do this. So I don't
so you're talking about site work and stuff, as opposed to actual park being built.
reason it was flipped was to give you an entry point from the north.
Right.
That you would come in on a flat surface.
Right.
So between the stairwell and that wall on the left, it was flipped around because actually this whole thing was flipped around.
Right.
And the entry point was from the other side.
I think it was so that, yeah, they had an entry point from the walkway area as opposed to from the middle of the park.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking, being that this is the entry point, if that's ground zero, then I think there's room for elevation here, which gives us more height in the stair set, maybe a couple extra stairs, maybe a little bit more on the bank. Maybe rather than coming down this way, this would be the zero point, and then you're actually sloping it on down into this section. I mean, it's just little things that have, with the new layout of the park, it's just kind of, it was built, designed to sit the other way, and then they just took it, mirrored it, flipped it, and didn't really say, design it to be sitting that way. So I don't know. You know, it's like I said, it's a good design. I like most of the features. I'd like to see if we can get a little bit more out of it. But,
were you given a figure?
What's that?
Were you given a figure, Josh, of what those additional features you wanted, or were you just...
Well, I don't necessarily see them as additional features because you're changing maybe this elevation down, but this elevation is up. So it's kind of a loss, but it's just needs to be, you know, looked at possibly. So that's my opinion. And after looking at it today, looking at the 3D model, you know, and then just kind of really looking at it and just, you know, it's a fairly good footprint, but nothing's really big as far as, and it doesn't, nothing has to be huge, but so here's a better example of what I'm trying to explain. This is the zero point coming in. So if this was the high point and then everything dropped down from there, you could get more out of this feature. And this, everything would more or less be designed in reverse somewhere. So, yeah. And I don't know, you know, this is a lot more transition than we initially. I think it was a new idea, so, and it's double sided here and here, so I don't know if there's room for adjustment and scale or to make other adjustments. But like I said, it's a good design.
How much of a monkey wrench would that throw into the time schedule, Morley?
And I guess I'm only bringing this up now just because I feel like it kind of got rushed really fast, so, and I feel like you guys are trying to get it done.
When we were in the meeting, Josh, you actually agreed to marry it when he was discussing it with us on the phone.
Uh-huh. Agreed to what?
You did.
Oh, mirroring, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
You agreed to the mirroring.
Right.
Because he was talking about giving the north face the entry point.
I'm not taking away from the entry
point. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, basically, the material that's going to be excavated and removed will become your embankment, your berms.
Right.
So that's not going to cost any additional money to put together those embankments and berms.
Right.
And whatever slope is there. I mean, it's not going to increase if you flip it around the other direction. He's not going to give you any more height on one end than he is on the other end.
You're right. It is a wash.
Yeah.
Either this level, or you're this level, or you're this level, or you're that level.
He's just talking about what, making it go so that instead of going up, it goes down around the other way.
I mean, that's just me talking. I hope it's, it'd be something I'd like to see. Got a little more out of this area, but you know, it's up to you guys. I mean, that's my opinion. It's a, like I said, it's a great park. It'll be fun. Kids will love it. You know, the minimal things I'm talking about is just really just kind of you gotta step back and just look at it.
the same design, we're just changing elevations in a couple areas.
Do you have a response, Molly?
Well, I do think one thing we can discuss with the Spawn Ranch is basically where we're going to get the most bang for our buck excavation-wise, because that's where we're going to, that's going to take a lot of money if we have to excavate quite a bit out, or if we want to keep it like this in order, because there is a natural swale to the park. So in order to excavate less, you're going to want to put the bowl or the deeper portions down here and the higher portions toward the south. So we can talk to them and see, you know, is this the most cost-effective option? And one thing to note, like Josh was talking about trying to enhance this concrete area over here, one thing he requested is to possibly put another another ledge over on the corner. And in the previous design, there was like an A-frame angled concrete area right there that was taken away. And one thing I had asked this, Josh had asked me to ask the Spawn Ranch is if we are taking that away, if we were to add another ledge on the other side, is it pretty much a wash? Can we take the cement money from one and put it towards the other? And they said basically no, that, you know, the money that we're putting in adding that rail that we added was taking up those funds. So what we can do is kind of work with them to find the most cost-effective option excavating-wise and just kind of be as smart as we can about that in order to allow other characteristics of the park to be added. We can certainly try to finalize the design and get 100% approval. However, the council does need to be aware that that will extend the time frame to be able to have the park built. So
there you have it. Okay. Sean Vace, did you participate in this public process at all?
No, I do have one question.
Okay, I'm going to hold your question until we had a participant in the process. Was it Mr. Wagner?
Braden Smith.
Smith, okay, I'm sorry, Braden. Did you have a comment about the design?
No, not very much.
Okay. And Sean, what was the question?
Again, for the record, my name is Sean Bates. I live at 1156 East Juniper Street. This is cool. Over the last 20 years, I've coached Othello Youth Baseball, T-ball, and minor league teams over the years in this approximate location. Because it has a natural slope, and that thing is shaped like a great big bowl, my concern, my question, after looking at this design, is that with the downhill slope going toward this park, that that drainage becomes a question or an issue. And I just wonder if that's part of the design. Maybe it is, I don't know. But it seems like we're making a really nice bowl to collect water. That's my observation. Thanks.
Okay. Somebody want to address that, Molly?
This is actually a question that the mayor had brought up, drainage. That is something that obviously will be accounted for when we go further into the construction process, but in their preliminary renderings, they're not going to include drains. So it is something that they intend to include. I think they estimated at least three of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that will be included. We've asked about that. And I know that Othello can have pretty bad windstorms, pretty interesting storms. And one thing that we had asked Spawn Ranch is basically how are we going to solve that? And what they had noted is a lot of times, because there is that personal investment with the skater community, they oftentimes will clean the park themselves. But also we do have a DOC crew that, you know, we can go check up on the park after that. And, you know, it would be added to the number of park items that would be on the public works list to, take care of. So any other questions?
So council, you have a decision in front of you to accept the drawings or as suggested by Josh Mose, go back to the drawing board and maybe work on it just a little, fine-tune it a little bit more.
So that is probably going to bump us out to, what, January 12th?
That would, our next council meeting is the 12th, so we would need to address that with Bone Ranch between now and the 12th. Is that correct, Molly?
Correct. And just to note, the renderings that we received that were flipped and had an added rail, that took roughly 2 days to receive. So I'm thinking within that estimated amount of time, we'd be able to do that and really push back our deadline, push back our construction bid process maybe 2 weeks. So if the council is okay with doing that, I'm more than happy to, call together the meetings and make sure that we have 100% approval on it.
Council, do you have any opinion?
I do. Basically, I would like to make a motion to approve the elements of the skateboard park, the elements, the size, and with the ability for Molly to make a decision with regard to the layout. I mean, basically, we're paying for the square footage and the elements that we have asked Bone Ranch to design for us. So whatever way or direction it lays within the park.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So.
I mean, I just want to make one more note that it's not in this design. Because this here is all going to be level across here. And one way to eliminate a lot of time to build this all up is to put a little waterfall in here. So rather than this all coming up, it actually goes down a foot. So this all goes down to the ground further. So this would drop down in there into this bowl area, which would be less build up over here, more chipping it down. So there's a lot of ways to move the dirt to get the same thing and make better use of parts. I like John's motion there. That
I don't want to put it out in the park.
Right.
We're just going to keep.
Right.
If we keep going over this and hashing it through, it's going to take a long process. So I'd like to get to a point where we agree on the design as far as the elements that we have put together here, mm-hmm. because those affect the cost, mm-hmm. and then the square footage, because the amount of concrete right. that also affects the cost. So if we could come to an agreement on that, I'd prove that, to get that approved and get started, whichever right or left.
I mean, final design would still be worked on.
I mean, you're going to have the exact that skate park. That's not going to change. Whether it's flipped around or not is what's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, our money can buy us these elements and new square footage of concrete. So that's what I'd like to get a motion asked for today.
And then give Molly the authority over the final design?
Give Molly the authority to choose what works the layout, what works the best for the park.
I.e. the final design.
Yeah, she can work with Jocelyn.
Under the same budget.
It's not going to increase the cost.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to change elements.
Right. I'm not trying to add more money to the project. I'm just trying to maximize what we can get for our dollar.
I just don't want to push the process out any farther than what it is. I want these kids to have a skateboard park in spring.
Okay. I don't think it'll be there even if we go done now. Maybe late summer, fall, if they were saying, So.
Well, the sooner the better.
Yeah. Well, in our normal process like this, it's they submit it, we do a meeting, they submit a design, we go back to them, do a meeting, they submit a design, we can really rush it. Based on it, we got the plan two and a half months after the initial meeting, so we didn't get a whole lot of time to work on it.
Molly, are you fine with that arrangement?
I'm fine with that arrangement. I would, when we get to the final layout, I'd like to have the Park and Recreation Council or the Council Parks and Rec Committee's approval. Whether or not they would like us to move forward to bring it to Council or they just want to give the final say, I would appreciate having their approval just for the record.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I mean, you guys have spent the time and and effort and research into all this. I think that if we do go back, what's two more weeks for something that's going to be here for the next 50 years, right? So let's just do it right. So if you can put that in the form of a motion and somebody seconds it, I'll bring the question for the council.
I can put it in the form of a motion. I make a motion to accept the
elements
and the design and square footage of this skateboard park with some changes into the location of those elements.
So
pending further investigation.
And so long that it's not increasing the cost as well.
Yes.
All right, we have a motion.
Second.
Everybody clear on the motion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you, Josh. Okay. Item number 5, unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the Othello City Council tonight? Moving on, item 6, new business. I have an item before 6.1. The city council is invited to a potluck on the 19th here in the city council chambers. It'll be from 11:30 to 1:30. You can bring a white elephant gift and there's also an ugly sweater day. Okay? Council's all invited. And the big question before us now is item 6.1. Will we have a city council meeting, regular city council meeting on December 22nd? Do we have a discussion? I want to ask the staff, is there any pending urgent business that needs to be attended to between now and the end of the year?
None that we know about.
Okay. Traditionally, the Othello City Council has dispensed with the second regular council meeting of the month for the holidays and picks up business after the first of the year. Would the council, if we do decide to dispense with that meeting as tradition, has in the past, would the council be available if we had to have an emergency meeting at some time? Would they be amenable to that idea? Okay?
Yes.
All right. Then I believe we need a motion to dispense with the second regular city council meeting of December 2014.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion made and seconded to cancel our meeting on December 22nd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Is there any other new business you'd like to bring before the council tonight? Hearing none, I'll adjourn the meeting tonight at 8:03 p.m.